we think now that the deal is all but done, that due diligence was maybe a little bit further on than the club suggested in its statement during the week, and it's looking like things have moved on at pace and the deal is almost done. I think there's just the formalities now, and we should be hearing something sooner rather than later.
So we're at a point now where it's literally a case of whoever is taking over the club, and we're talking takeover rather than investment, yeah, of them putting the money in the bank account.
Yeah, I think we're very near that stage now, yes. I do believe that to be the case.
Have you got any further forward with establishing exactly who the takeover consortium or individual is?
Well, I think it's up to them to announce themselves to the world. It's certainly not up to me to do that.
It sounds like you know then.
We've had contact with several people, and one of those people may well have been representatives of the current bidders, the current buyers.
I'll not push you too hard on it, Gary, because I know for confidentiality reasons and everything, we don't want to put anything in jeopardy. But if we were talking about somebody from the Middle East, we'd be not too far from the truth there.
Well, that's been I think the most concentrated speculation has been that this is a group from the Middle East now for probably the best part of a week or two, and. The information we have is that's fairly accurate.
Gary, can we just say that at this point in time, or at any point in time, that you know, Mr. Bates holds all the cards, so he is the majority shareholder,
yes,
and it really is entirely up to him as to whether this goes through or not.
Yes, I'm sure that's the case. But Adam, I'm very confident that Mr. Bates has played his part in this deal. I'm sure he's done the best deal he can do for Leeds United. And I think the deal is all but done. So, but yes, absolutely. I'm sure Mr. Bates holds the very final card.
Okay, but the clamour for information is incredible. You're suggesting, yeah, that we might hear something in the very near future, but it is up to the people that are interested, if this is successful, to reveal themselves. Are we talking a major, major player? I mean, are we talking sort of like Manchester City-type figures here?
Well, there you go. That's a big question. I couldn't say. I don't know the ins and outs of the finances, but I do know that this does give all Leeds United fans the opportunity to dare to dream.
Dare to dream. Well, I think what it does show is that fans can have a say, fans can put pressure, and fans can make themselves available and start helping the running of their club, Gary. Isn't that the lesson that we've learned? Even if it goes no further, that there's something to show that fans can have a say in their club.
I can't overstate the part that the fans have played in this, because I know people get bored of me saying it, but the vision statement that we put out in January was written by the fans. That wasn't the supporters' trust saying this is what we want. That was a vision that was put to the supporters' trust by our members and by the wider Leeds fan base.